The summit continues in Mexico City. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. President Biden continues his trip to Mexico, meeting today with his Canadian and Mexican counterparts.
Together, I think we're achieving some really significant things. Today, we're going to discuss how we can try to help stabilize Haiti, how we can deal with migration, and at the same time, bolster our national security.
The president meeting earlier with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for bilateral talks. The White House is responding after government documents were found at an office used by President Biden during his brief respite from Washington.
The Biden administration is cooperating with the National Archives and Department of Justice. That's according to President Biden's special counsel in response to Obama-era documents found at the Penn Biden Center think tank. Former President Donald Trump asking on his Truth Social account, quote, "When is the FBI going to raid the many homes of Joe Biden, perhaps even the White House?" Fox News reports Attorney General Merrick Garland has tapped John Lausch, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, to deal with the issue. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
What does the future hold for New York Congressman George Santos? This has questions over his past experience, business dealings, and family history remain under the microscope.
Well, you saw him seated last week. There were no challenges to that. This is something that's being handled internally. Obviously, there were concerns about what we had heard, and so we're going to have to sit down and talk to him about it.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise today, Democrats Dan Goldman and Richie Torres of New York, both filing a formal complaint against Santos to the House Ethics Committee. A defense official confirming to Fox that the U.S. will train Ukrainians on the Patriot missile system next week in Oklahoma to aid in their fight against Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders begins her newest job today.
I will faithfully discharge the duties
of the Office of Governor for the State of Arkansas.
Of the Office of Governor for the State of Arkansas.
The official position.
The official position.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Sanders sworn in as the first female governor of Arkansas, a seat once held by her father, Mike Huckabee. California Democratic Congresswoman Katie Porter with an announcement on social media today.
California needs a warrior in Washington. That's exactly why I'm announcing my candidacy for the United States Senate in 2024.
Porter is running for the seat held by longtime Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein. The 89-year-old has yet to announce whether she will seek re-election. Award season kicks off in Hollywood tonight with the return of the Golden Globes.
Whenever I stay at a White Lotus, I always have a memorable time. Always.
The White Lotus's Jennifer Coolidge and Wednesday's Jenna Ortega have been announced as presenters for the 80th Golden Globe Awards, which return to the Beverly Hilton, Claire Danes, Cole Hauser, and Wakanda Forever's Letitia Wright are also on board to present during the ceremony hosted by comedian Jared Carmichael. The show presented by the Hollywood Foreign Press returns to NBC for the first time since 2021. The Banshees of Inisherin lead the film nominations with 8, followed by Everything Everywhere All at Once with 6. Abbott Elementary leads the television nominations with 5. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Another prize up for grabs tonight, the Mega Millions jackpot. Right now it sits at $1.1 billion. That's the fourth time in over 4 years that the jackpot has broken the billion-dollar barrier. I'm Matt Napolitano. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.